Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. The most common cancer in men after skin cancer is prostate cancer, but screening tests are notoriously unreliable.
A new test is not only reliable, but simple and inexpensive. It may even be able to predict the cancer 5 years before treatments are needed.
Right now, a blood test measures the levels of prostate-specific antigen, or PSA, which is made by both normal and cancerous prostate cells. PSA values under 4 usually don't predict cancer. As the numbers go up, the chances of cancer being present go up as well.
But up to 3/4 of men with higher numbers don't have cancer after biopsy, and 15% of men with low PSAs do have it. Apparently, many factors affect PSA levels, such as obesity and even riding a bike.
The new test isn't so fickle. The prostate urine test, or PUR, was developed using machine learning that looked at gene expression by measuring certain products in urine. Urine from about 500 men was tested, and the machine identified the expression of 35 genes as markers for prostate cancer.
It classifies patients into 4 groups: cancer-free, low-risk, intermediate, and high-risk. PUR even predicted disease progression up to 5 years before current tests could.
It also identified men who were 8 times less likely to need treatment within 5 years of their diagnosis. This helps men decide when to start treatment. Today's test can't definitively tell a man if he has cancer, low-risk cancer, or cancer that needs treatment.
PUR may be available in 3 years, which would be an amazing tool for the nearly 200,000 men diagnosed each year with prostate cancer.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.